Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today is that gospel lesson from John chapter 15 and 16. I especially want to refer your attention to verse 26 of chapter 15, where Jesus says, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." This past week, President Obama nominated Sonia Sotomayor as the next Supreme Court Justice. I hope you've been following this. The media has taken up the task of fully vetting her, and you can be assured that the next few weeks will be full of talk about Judge Sotomayor. You won't be able to avoid it. You probably haven't already this week. There will be a lot of testifying going on, and you'll be thrown into the middle of a battle of witnesses. There will be certainly some who will witness that she will be the best judge ever, and there will be some who will bear witness that she'll be the worst judge ever. That's the way those things go. But today, the church remembers Pentecost. And on this day, the most powerful witness of all came in a most miraculous way. It's a wonder that he stirs up very little interest. There won't be any Good Morning America appearances by the Holy Spirit. There won't be any newspaper or television articles about the Holy Spirit. The world, by and large, will completely miss the day of Pentecost. But it's important that you have come to recognize it, because the Holy Spirit is still at work. And he has something important to say, because he testifies about Jesus. So let's look carefully at this text. If you have that text out, it will be helpful for you. I want to look at the beginning there, where he is called helper at verse 26. He's called helper. The word, you may even have heard that word in Greek, it's paraclete. We used to have a hymn where we actually sang that word, and the reason for that is because it's kind of a hard word to interpret. It's variously translated. Some of you may remember these translations from texts that you have read. Comforter in the King James, Counselor in the NIV, or Helper in the ESV, as we have before us today. I think probably the word helper is the best. If you just take the word apart, it means someone who is called to be alongside of you, someone who's there to help you. And so Jesus says he's going to send a helper. Jesus sends the Spirit from the Father. He really is God. The Holy Spirit really is the third member of the Trinity. He is God, and he comes into this world as a spirit. So the next line says he is the Spirit of truth. Spirit meaning he doesn't have a body. That's kind of hard for us to conceive of, but the Spirit is all mind, all spirit, no body. But he is specifically called the Spirit of truth, meaning this Spirit will only speak truth, which is, in our understanding, the Word of God. Jesus calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. And he says in John chapter 17, "Your word is truth." So the Spirit of God is only going to testify about Jesus, and he's only going to testify about Jesus in terms of the Word of God. He speaks the truth. And that's where we come to the text, the words that I want you to focus your attention on. He will bear witness about me. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. That's very important, because we'll talk a little bit later about some of the confusions that happen in regard to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. He will bear witness to Jesus. Now in verse 13 and in verse 26, that'll be of chapter 16, of course, in verse 13 and 26, it says that he's going to bear witness to us about Jesus. So the Spirit of God will be conveying to us truth. But then in verse 8, it says that he will be speaking to the world. He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. So the Spirit of God is going to speak truth, not only to the church, but also to the entire world. The Spirit of God will be speaking truth. and he will be speaking the truth about Jesus as the one who has the power to save. That's most important. To what do you bear witness? You bear witness to that which has power. So the Spirit of God is speaking of the power of Jesus to save the world from sin and death. Well, that's significant for us because too often we bear witness to something other than Jesus. I think you will probably agree with me that we spend an inordinate amount of time bearing witness to ourselves. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. Who are sinners all about? Who are you all about? Unfortunately, we have to confess that we spend more time talking about ourselves and our accomplishments than we do about Jesus and his accomplishments. Just do that little experiment for me. Think about a regular day in your life. And how much time do you spend talking about yourself? I did this, I did that, so on, so on, so on, so on. And how much time do you spend talking about Jesus and all that he has accomplished? It's just a mathematical fact that we spend more time and more energy talking about ourselves. We bear witness to ourselves. And what we're really doing then, when we talk about in terms of power, what we're really saying is, I have the power to take care of myself. That's really what we're doing. Look what I accomplished. I can take care of myself. Look what I did today. I can take care of myself. Look what I've been doing all year. I can take care of myself. I am the power. I mean, we don't really ever say it that way, but that's what's behind our bearing witness to ourselves. Look at me. I did this. I did that. And if it's not about us, it's more than likely about our stuff. The things that we have, the things that we own. I mean, if we're not talking about me and what I did, we're talking about the stuff that we have accumulated through the years. We spend a lot of time gathering and displaying the things that we think are powerful in our lives. We bear witness to those powerful things, whatever it might be, money or status, prestige, control. We like those things because we think they're powerful and we think that they're going to get us through our lives. And so we like to bear witness to those kinds of things. What is it in your life, for example, that you are sometimes tempted to think or maybe even say, I couldn't make it without this. I can't live without my fill in the blank. And if you're still in junior high or high school, it might be your cell phone, your iPod. I just couldn't live without it. A little older, it might be your car. It might be your house. I don't know, your hot tub, your television. Think about how we talk about those things. Is it not a testimony to how powerful they are in our lives? I can't make it without this thing. It's very powerful. It's what makes my life what it is. It saves me. It gets me through. We do bear witness to things other than Jesus as if they are powerful and as if they are the things that are going to save us. And our reluctance to bear witness to Jesus is damning. Jesus sent his Holy Spirit into this world, into our lives, to help us to bear witness to him. But we spend more time bearing witness to something else. What is that? That's sin. Jesus is saying, here, I want you to be my witnesses. I want you to bear witness to me. I'll even give you the Holy Spirit to empower you to do that. And we say, I'd rather talk about me. I'd rather talk about my stuff. I'd rather talk about powerful things in this world. And the truth be told, it gets even worse. Sometimes our sin is a downright denial of Jesus, that he has any power at all, because we forget him completely. The tragedy of it all is that all of these things that have captured our hearts All of these things that we think might be powerful have no power whatsoever to save us. They might make us feel good for a brief moment in time, but they can't save us. Without Jesus, we are lost. Now, you might expect, I would expect this if it were me, if my kids denied me, if my kids said, I really don't want to have anything to do with you, I don't want to talk about you, I want to talk about me, you might expect God to deny us in return. But that's not what God does. Jesus continues to bear witness to you before your Heavenly Father. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that Jesus would bear witness to us before our Father. That's what the Scripture says Jesus does. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our hearts, captured by the things of this world. Our sin demonstrates our hearts belong to this world. And that's why Jesus came. Because our hearts have been captured by the powerful things of this world, He comes to free us. Even though by our very nature, by our very actions, we are denying Him, we are testifying to some other powers, He still comes. He didn't have to come, but He comes because He knows we're lost. He comes to save us. He comes to be the only power that can free us from the unpowerful things that we think are powerful. He comes to give us life. And the powers of the world stood helpless at the spectacle of the resurrection. All of those things that we think can do something for us, that we think we cannot live without, are pitiable, helpless before the power of God. Because Jesus actually lives a holy life. Jesus actually dies a holy death. And Jesus alone rises from the dead. That resurrection demonstrates that He's the only one that has the power over death. All of those other things of this world cannot bring somebody back from the dead. Jesus came back from the dead. Jesus lives again so that we might live. And He declares those who believe in Him to be holy, to be forgiven. That's you. Through your faith in Jesus, your sin is forgiven. All of your sin. Yes, even the sin of bearing testimony to something other than Jesus. Even the sin of denying His power in your life. Even the sin of being lost, searching for other powers. It's all forgiven. This is very important to you this morning. You are forgiven, and therefore you are the children of God. That's Jesus' testimony to you before the throne of the Father. Romans chapter 8, 37. I really encourage you to look that up this afternoon. Don't blow that off. I would like you to read Romans 8, 37 when you get home this afternoon. This is very powerful because what it says is that Jesus is bearing witness to you before the Heavenly Father right now. He's interceding before you. What is He saying? They are my children. They're forgiven. All of that sin is gone. When God, your Heavenly Father, listens to the testimony of your Savior, Jesus Christ, He receives it. He hears the testimony that Jesus gives on your behalf and believes it. That's why you can be called the children of God. Jesus bears witness to those who would not bear witness to Him. And so the people of God depend on the Holy Spirit to bear witness to Jesus. When the Spirit speaks, He speaks about Jesus. That's very important. Because there is some confusion in many parts of the church today. I don't know if any of you have ever attended these kinds of churches, but there are some confessions of faith within the Christian church who make it sound as if it's all about the Holy Spirit and not about Jesus. That's backwards. I'm not making this up. That's what the scripture says, right? He will bear witness to me. It's all about Jesus. Some make it sound as if the various gifts that the Holy Spirit gives are all about the demonstration of power and not about Jesus. That's backwards. Some say, you know, if you don't speak in tongues, you're lost because you don't have this power, that gift, or this gift, or that gift. That's backwards. It's not about power. It's not about you having power. It's not about the Holy Spirit. It's about Jesus. When the Spirit speaks, He speaks about Jesus. That's what the text says. He will bear witness to me. Now, this Spirit of God was sent to work inside the people of God, to work in our lives. So think about it this way, a couple big churchy words for you. Let's see if you're going to remember these. We are justified. Justification means our sins have been washed away. I've talked about that. Through the blood of Jesus, we are forgiven. We are sanctified. When we talk about sanctification, we're usually talking about the Holy Spirit. We are sanctified by the Spirit of God at work in us. Sanctified means you're holy by what Jesus has done. Sanctified means to be set aside for a holy work. That's what it means. That God sends His Spirit to consecrate or to set you aside for a holy purpose, for a holy use. And what is that use? Well, it's right there in the text. This is what He says to His disciples. You will also bear witness to me, because you've been with me from the beginning. You've seen all the things that I've done for you, dear disciples, and you're going to bear witness to it. Guess what? You've seen all sorts of stuff that God has done for you also through Jesus Christ. And you also have the whole gift of the Holy Spirit. God sends you into this world to bear witness for all that Jesus has done for you. And you depend on the Holy Spirit because you can't do it yourself. The Spirit of God is at work in believers. That's why Jesus sent Him to you, to set you apart for this holy work, to speak the word of truth about Jesus out into the world. Well, I can't tell you whether Judge Sotomayor will be confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice, but I can tell you that you have already been confirmed in the testimony of the Holy Spirit. He has worked faith in you, and He will use you to bear witness to Jesus wherever you go. In His name, amen. And now the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.